We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day. Plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
Hi, I'm Kurt Angle.
I represented the United States in the Olympics in 1996 and won a gold medal. Then I parlayed that into a pro wrestling career. I saw a commercial a few years ago.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for Gold Star families with young children. I thought, this is really cool. I want to be a part of it. My dad served in the Army for 30 years. We didn't have a lot of money, but he made sure we had what we needed. He set a great example for all of us. But he died in a construction accident my freshman year in high school. When he died, we didn't have any income coming in, and we ended up being forced to move out of our house. I was devastated. So I understand what these families are going through, and to have an organization like Tunnel to Towers come in and pick you up and carry you and give you a home to live in, I think that's just amazing. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to T2T.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf flow, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning. Alrighty, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program on this Almost Friday Thursday. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada. Right here from the South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard in your gaming capital and the South Point Studios YouTube streaming network. We welcome you to the show. We also welcome all of you running around town this morning, listening to us over our anchor radio station here in town, Sports Talk 1400 AM. And 107.1 FM. And of course, on our websites as well, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world, .global, iPhone, Android, and Google. We got you covered there with the apps, as you know. Go to your app store and you get the KSHP app. You can listen to us through the radio station, the YouTube app. Of course, you can see and hear us through the YouTube app as well. And of course, anywhere you get your podcasting. Simply put, however, wherever, whenever. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Almost Friday, Thursday. Well, the weather continues to be the big story as far as horse racing is concerned. We've had cancellations Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. We got a couple of more cancellations today. Today, there will be no racing at Turfway Park or Mahoning Valley Racecourse. Both Turfway Park and Mahoning Valley Racecourse have canceled racing today because of the deep freeze type of weather that's going on right through the nation right now. Now, we got that big Arctic deep freeze going on, and you know that big loop that goes through the contiguous 48 that comes way down from Canada, goes right through the Plain States and the Midwest, and goes right down to the Gulf and the South, et cetera, and up back up to the Northeast. It's just cold, period. Just really, really cold. But good news is on the way, because they say that after this cold snap rolls through, by the time we get to Sunday racing, of course, the weather will be conducive to racing around the country. It'll be getting warmer. And so, well, thank goodness for that. It'll be getting warmer. Now, as you know, Oaklawn Park has already decided that they're canceling tomorrow, Friday, because of the remnants left from the cold weather. They have to wait until the freezing weather gets out of there. And so the Friday card, the card that would happen tomorrow, will be switched over to Saturday. The big Saturday card that features the Rebel Stakes and quite a few other stakes races, as a matter of fact, six stakes races, including the Rebel and the Honeybee, both races that have implications, leaderboard points for both the Kentucky Derby and Kentucky Oaks. That entire card from Saturday is going to be shifted over to Sunday. Then the Friday card that was canceled is going to flip over the weekend and is going to race on Monday. Now, Jonathan Hardoon, which is mentioning just yesterday, why in the world are they doing that? Why don't they just run the Saturday card on Saturday, the Sunday card on Sunday, and then flip the Friday to Monday? Well, it's really that simple. It isn't that simple. To them, Jonathan went out and researched that, and he's going to get the reason from Oaklawn Park of why they did that, okay? But in any case, the big day of racing, the Saturday big day of racing at Oaklawn, is now switched over to Sunday, because they believe that the weather is going to be just fine there on Sunday. And I believe that as well. As far as the weatherman is concerned, they're saying the same thing. After this deep freeze goes through for the next 24 to 48 hours, then we're going to start getting back to the normal temperatures at this time of the year. As far as what's going on here in Las Vegas, hey, look, it's 54 degrees outside right now. I mean, when we get to the studio in the morning and it's into the 50s, we're living large at this time of the year. And we're going to get up to 67 degrees, but if you're thinking about coming here this weekend, just like the rest of the country, once the cold snap moves out, the weekend, we're going to get up into the 70s over the weekend. And by Tuesday of next week, the weathermen here in Las Vegas says we're going to top off over 80 degrees. So maybe the thaw is about to happen all over the country. But that's the parameters of the weather here in Las Vegas, just in case you want to come out for the weekend. And of course, 54 today, we're going to get up to 67. We're going to top out at 67 today here in Las Vegas. As far as the rest of the country is concerned, Miami, 79, Tampa, 63. New York City's only going to get the freezing temperature. They're going to get the 32 degrees today. May have a little bit of rain, or just a little bit of like a little dusting of snow maybe in New York for the day before everything pulls away and gets out of there. Chicago, 24. Oof, man. Phoenix, Arizona is 80 degrees. It's going to be 80 degrees today in Phoenix. And the Los Angeles, 76 degrees. Of course, they're not racing in Los Angeles. They won't be racing at Santa Anita until they start their weekend tomorrow. So for right now, today, the cancellations are for today, Turfway and Mahoning Valley Racecourse. Okay? Good news for all of those who like Del Mar, love Del Mar at that time of the year. I know I'm trying to get you to feel a little bit warmer by looking ahead a little bit to the summertime, but Del Mar announced yesterday they were going to increase their purses up 8% across the board. The purse values will be 8% increase across the board for Del Mar summer meet. That means that they will have maiden races, the maiden special weight races will go for $100,000. They're catching up to what's going on back east, especially in Kentucky. So maiden races are going to be $100,000. And they're doing this in order to get fuller fields and get people to come out horsemen from the East Coast to come on out and race a little bit at Del Mar, where the weather is beautiful. As you know, when you get to Del Mar, they're competing with the East Coast with the Saratoga that already has maiden races for $100,000. So Del Mar's trying to do that. They're kicking in some money for that. So we commend them for that, Del Mar. All right. Churchill Downs, the 800-pound gorilla in racing these days. Churchill Downs. They say that 2024 net revenue for Churchill Downs and Churchill Downs Incorporated racetracks, $2.7 billion. That is an 11% increase from 2023, I should say. Their earnings, the revenue, the earnings for the company was up 13%. And as a result of that, or in conjunction to that, Churchill Downs has just announced an $880 million improvement expansion to Churchill Downs Racecourse. Now, if you go on to X, formerly Twitter, but if you go on to X, there are postings of the artist rendering of this new expansion. And from what I saw in the artist rendering, the entire infield, at least 80% of the infield, will now be buildings. More structures of restaurants, etc. And it looks like, I was trying to take a feel out of it, it looks like it's a two-story building, which means that the people on the apron, watching the races live on the apron at Churchill Downs, will have to rely on the big screen to watch them going down the backstretch. They'll get to see them coming down the home stretch and in and out of the turns. But that's just about it, if that rendering is anywhere near accurate. But the people in those big, beautiful complexes will be able to see the races from the second deck all the way around the racetrack. And so assumption is that they'll be placing cameras along with the pan camera, but other cameras, and maybe they'll be using drones. So the people, especially us who watch it through simulcasting, be able to see the races clearly, even with the new additions. But you got to take a look at that. It's amazing. And it's a new type of expansion for racetracks. They actually start utilizing the infield with buildings that will house certain establishments. It'll be interesting, but what an interesting concept it is, and certainly big bucks going on there at Churchill Downs. Churchill Downs. They said they had a record-breaking Kentucky Derby weekend this past Kentucky Derby, and they're looking ahead to 2025 as well. Now we're going to take a look at something coming up this weekend, a half a world away. The Saudi Cup comes up this weekend. It comes up on Saturday. Now, here in Las Vegas, on the East Coast, not so bad, but here in Las Vegas, it's going to start early in the morning on Saturday. So the race book here at the South Point is going to open at 5 a.m. 5 a.m. is the opening of the race book here at the South Point for the Saudi Cup card. They'll be showing, and that you can bet on through the international paramutual pool, the pool here in America, the races on the Saudi Cup day races. So just taking a look quickly at the Saudi Cup now. Remember that thing was, it's a $20 million race. It's the biggest race in the world right now as far as the purse money is concerned. But it was turning out to be a real, real good showdown between the American horses and the other international horses. But that thing fell apart like nobody's business. Sierra Leone was one of the first ones to opt out of the race. Wyda Barrio, the Breeders' Cup Classic winner, opt out of the race. And, of course, just recently, Laurel River will be passing the race as well. So the big horse in the Saudi Cup this year is going to be the Japanese horse, Forever Young. Now, looking at the field, this international field, they have a field of 15 that are entered in the race. The Saudi Cup is a mile and one-eighth race. But the way the configuration of the racetrack is in Riyadh, it's going to only be a one-turn mile and one-eighth race. One long stretch down the backstretch, on the turn, and to the wire. Okay? A long stretch there in the Riyadh race course. And so Forever Young, right now in the international odds, is set at 8-5 in the race. And the 2-1 second choice is Romantic Warrior. Now, these are international horses. As far as any of the American horses are concerned, we have Rattle and Roll coming in for Kenny McPeak. Rattle and Roll's in the race, and Joel Rosario will ride Rattle and Roll, currently at 10-1. So that is the big race, and that'll be the last race on the card, the Saudi Cup, the big $20 million race. But they'll have several other supporting races before that. You got the Saudi Derby. That thing's a million and a half, but it is not does not hold any international Kentucky Derby leaderboard points to it, none whatsoever. But it is a million and a half race, and in that race they have a field of 11, and the favorite there, 3-1, is Cyclone State. Cyclone State with Luis Rivera aboard for Chad Summers, and that is the Derby. Then you have the Riyadh Dirt Sprint. The Riyadh Dirt Sprint has a dozen in it. But in that race, we have the Breeders' Cup Sprint winner, Straight No Chaser. Dan Blacker took Straight No Chaser out to Riyadh for that race. Now, the Riyadh Dirt Sprint is a $2 million race, so you can see why he took him out there. But the Breeders' Cup Sprint winner will be in the race. His odds is right now at 5-4, they say. John Velasquez will ride Straight No Chaser in that race. Then you have the Neom Turf Cup. Another $2 million race on the turf at 1 5/16. And then you have the Turf Sprint for $2 million. And that race has a full field. And the Red Sea Turf Handicap, also a race that holds $2.5 million. So you can see there's a lot of big, big stakes races at Saudi this coming Saturday, early Saturday morning here in Las Vegas. Kind of like their version of the Breeders' Cup, etc. But whatever the case may be, international horses from around the world will be in it. The American horses, not the cream of the crop, but I can tell you the American sprint champion, the Breeders' Cup sprint champion, is in the sprint race there, so we'll be rooting for him, as well as, you know, watching and betting those races. And we'll be going over, I'll be going over some of those races with the Jonathan Ardoon a little bit later on. Just a thumbnail look at it. No handicapping picks so far. All right, on today's show, we got Jonathan standing by. Rich Angleby along with us. Remember, Richie said he has one more team that he's betting in the future book to win the NCAA college basketball tournament. He's going to give that team to us today. I can tell you it's at a very handsome price right now. So Rich Angleby with us, and of course, John Lindo and Jerry J as well. So, without any further ado, I think we're all set up for today's Almost Friday card on this Thursday. I want to remind you to go to YouTube, get to the Race Day Las Vegas, page. And when you get to the page, hit subscribe if you haven't already. It's free. Subscription is free. And you can start chatting away on the chatters. And they are chatting away right now on the Race Day site. So, we'll be right back. First break coming up. Don't go away.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes 2 XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Thursday, the 20th day of February, and we'll give you the racing menu right now. And the racing menu, of course, we remind you, as we always do, the first post times we broadcast on this racing menu each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. These will be the Pacific time zone first post times when we read them on the menu. That's because we're here in Las Vegas, and we are in the Pacific time zone, These will be the first post times to roll out in that race book right behind me on this main floor of the South Point. If you're in the Pacific time zone anywhere, these will be your first post times. If you're in any other time zone around the world, and so many of them, adjust from whatever time zone you're in to the Pacific time zone. This way you won't miss anything, like I miss Mom and Dad, okay? We begin with the Mahoning Valley Racecourse and Turfway Park, reminding you that they are canceled today. Mahoning Valley and Turfway Park are both canceled today. First track on the menu that is running today is in beautiful Florida, and that is Gulfstream Park. Gulfstream Park has a pick six rainbow jackpot carryover of $56,806. They have nine races today at Gulfstream Park, and their first post time is at 9:50 Pacific. Fairgrounds. They've got 10 races today at the Fairgrounds, and they've got a regular pick six carryover going on at the Fairgrounds today. $12,390 in their regular pick six carryover at the Fairgrounds. 10 races and a first post time of 10:45. Sunland Park is next. Sunland Park has nine races. Their first post time at Sunland is set at 11:25. 11:25 at Sunland. Turf Paradise in Phoenix, Arizona. They've got a pick six jackpot carryover at Turf Paradise at $24,280. $24,280 in the Turf Paradise pick six jackpot carryover. Eight races today. The first race will be a quarter horse race, seven thoroughbreds. Their stakes race today is the Princess of Palm Stakes at 7.5 furlongs on the turf for three-year-old fillies. That's the seventh race on the card. Two-bar is the 5-2 favorite in that one. First post time, Turf Paradise is set at 11:55 Pacific. Then we go to Penn National. Penn National has nine races today. They have a super high five jackpot carryover of $2,021. Nine races at Penn National and a first post time of 2:45 at Penn National. Delta Downs is next. Delta Downs has 10 races and for the most part full fields in all 10 races at Delta Downs today. Their first post time is at 2:50 at Delta. And then we wrap it up with Charlestown. Charlestown races has a pick six jackpot carryover of $9,791. They've got eight races at Charlestown and a first post time of 4 p.m. at Charlestown today. That's your racing menu for today. Let's go out to Jonathan Ardoon standing by in cold, cold weather. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
I'm doing fine. 54 here. What's it over there?
20.
Well, good news is the warmer weather is going to be moving along. The cold weather should be subsiding by tomorrow. Should be getting a little warmer, at least for this time of the year. Get back to the temperatures at this time of the year normally by the weekend.
Well, we ducked the snowstorm. They were expecting heavy snow last night into Friday. It never came, so that's good news.
Well, you know, we're looking ahead to this weekend. We've got the Rebel Stakes and the Honeybee Stakes. Now, the Honeybee, of course, for the Kentucky Oaks, the Rebel for the Kentucky Derby, they both hold 50 points now for the leaderboard in respect their respective races. And, of course, on Saturday, we have the John Battaglia that has 20. Of course, that'll be run on the synthetic track. But a half a world away, they're giving away buku bucks in the Saudi Cup, the richest race in the world at $20 million. And the only American horse that found that attractive to go after the $20 million was Rattle and Roll.
Well, he was the only one to survive, Ralph. Other horses had intentions of running. Unfortunately, they didn't quite make it. So Antonio Frasu is going to be there. I see he's riding Defunded in the Saudi Cup. 66-1 shot. Okay.
Now,
but I guess for $20 million, you take a shot.
Now, we all remember in the early days, Defunded, trained by Bob Baffert, was racing in Southern California. But a Saudi Arabia interest bought the horse, brought him to Saudi Arabia specifically for this race. And so he goes, yeah. And I guess Antonio Frasu has kept the mount there. Defunded did win the UK Cup earlier, so he comes in off a win in the UK Cup, wherever that may be. I'm figuring it's the United Kingdom, but whatever case, Defunded, yeah, he's going to wear saddlecloth number two. I'm reminding everybody out there, when you go to the book early on Saturday morning, remember that it's not like America. The saddlecloth number is not the same bet number. So he'll have saddlecloth number 2, but he'll be breaking from post position number 11. He'll be the bet
number. So he's number 11 when you go to bet?
No. He's number 2 when you go to bet.
Oh, okay.
But he's breaking from post 11. Program number is 2. Post position is 11.
Why do they do that? But I guess they know why.
Yeah, let's not get to the whys again, because you got the answer to the last why from yesterday. We'll get to that in a minute. But Forever Young is the big 8-5 favorite. Got to tell you, I saw some video of Forever Young working out and galloping. This horse has really blossomed. I mean, he's filled out. He's a hell of a specimen. And we know what he did last year in the Kentucky Derby. My goodness, he was the one that got mauled.
He has a world of talent. Unfortunately, something always seems to go wrong with this horse. I don't know. He just seems to find trouble. Or he always has excuses. And it's a full field, I guess, of 15. So he's going to be the big favorite. You know, listen, he certainly does have a world of talent, like you said.
Well, he does come in the Saudi Cup with a win and a grade one in Tokyo in his last start. So maybe he shook off those troubled
bugaboos.
Yeah, that he's had. He'll break from post 14, though, out of the 14 horses in the race. He's actually bet number, he'll be bet number 5, but he's post position 14. But remember that this racetrack, the configuration is such that they're going to run the mile and 1/8, but they have a long run down the backstretch before they make that one and only turn to complete the mile and 1/8. So he should have enough time to gain some sort of position, even from post 14.
And the stretch seems to go forever, Ralph, if you remember. You know, it's very difficult to watch a race there. Really, you have no idea really where your horse is. And if you're betting the 2 and he's really the 11, well, you got to put that in your brain as well. So and it's just a tough way to watch races.
Well, and not only that, but yes, we remember last year that long stretch helped Senor Buscador get up in the final jump to win. So keep that in mind. But Rattle and Roll is not the most talented of the American horses, but he, like you said, he survived. He's the one that's there.
Exactly. So the only shot you have is to be in it. If you're not in it, you can't win it. So why not run? He's there. He survived. And even if you get a piece of it, you're going to get a nice payday, a $20 million purse. You know, you run 5th, you're okay.
Now, Jonathan, I know that you'll probably have some clients that are asking you a thought or two about the Saudi races. And, of course, we're going to have races from other parts of the country, etc. How do you guys go about handicapping a race like that, or do you just use a dartboard?
I don't even use a dartboard. I just watch the races, and I enjoy them for, the 10 minutes we get to watch them. It's just too difficult for me. There's just too many unknowns. You have horses coming from all over the world, like you said. We make figures on most of them, but we don't have them on all of them. You have Japanese horses coming. You got them coming from all over. You have horses going off of Lasix as well. You know, who needs it? You got enough bed tracks you could play, and sometimes you just sit back and you watch a race for some enjoyment.
Well, you know, it's going to be intriguing for us because of all the big bucks that are up for grabs, but we do have a big rooting interest in the Riyadh Dirt Sprint. That race, of course, gets the Breeders' Cup Sprint Champion, in the race, and straight no chaser for Dan Blacker, and John Velasquez is going all the way out to Saudi Arabia to ride this horse. He is the prohibitive favorite in the 12-horse field. Now, straight no chaser will have saddlecloth and bet number 10, but he'll be breaking from post position 9. But in the race, it's a 6-furlong race, and it's typical kind of a 6-furlong layout. So we'll wait and see if we can get the American.
That horse is owned by my racehorse, so they have a million owners to begin with, and now they're going to have a lot more people watching, and probably good advertisement for them if they happen to win this race.
Yeah, well, I can tell you that he is the big favorite in the race. Remake is a horse that, as you say, he's a Japan-bred horse. Remake is the 7-2 second choice on the board, so we'll wait and see about that. And, of course, the Saudi Derby, always interesting because they're 3-year-olds, but there's no advantage outside of the purse money, which is, I guess, a big advantage for the Saudi Derby. because that race holds no Kentucky Derby points to it. Million and a half.
No, if you're running in that race, you're running for the money. You're not running for Derby points. You're trying to get, get the pot.
We do have a U.S. horse, though. Cyclone State is the only U.S. horse in the field of 11, and he was the 3-1 favorite as the betting started on Wednesday morning. So we'll see.
Yeah, that horse is partially owned by Gold Square. My son used to work for Gold Square. He was actually involved in purchasing that horse. I think they paid $70,000 or $80,000 for him. They opted to go that route. I mean, I'm no longer connected to those people, but good luck to them.
Yep, and we'll wait. So there are a few American horses here and there for the Saudi Cup. It'll be interesting. And like I said, the race book here at the South Point will be taking action on it through the Paramutual, the American Paramutual system, their pool there. And we're going to open up at 5 in the morning because these races will be going early. The Saudi Cup, however, is the last race on the card. So it'll go
We may even be on the air when that race goes.
I was going to say, it'll be on almost a decent morning time, that's for sure. But the betting starts on there at 5 o'clock. All right, coming back to the contiguous 48, it looks like we've had the last of the cancellations today with Mahoning Valley and Turfway and the switch that happens at Oaklawn. But we should have, hopefully, a full tilt of racetracks tomorrow. Of course, Santa Anita will be kicking in again tomorrow on Friday. Aqueduct will be kicking in tomorrow as well. They switched the Thursday card for this past Monday, President's Day, so they'll be back in action on Friday as well. But right now, holding up the betting activity really is Gulfstream Park.
One game today, Ralph, and it is Gulfstream Park. By the way, Oaklawn did give me an explanation why they didn't move Friday to Monday, and
about to ask you that. Go ahead and explain it for us.
They said that when they made that decision, there was Saturday in its own right was going to be iffy, but the weather forecast did change, and it's going to be a lot warmer than expected. So when they made that decision, there was a chance that they would have to cancel Saturday also. So to be totally safe, they did what they did. Well, that's the explanation, and I'm passing it along.
I know, and I saw a release somewhere. I forgot where I was researching some information for the show. Obviously, I do research every morning. But I did see something that said the racetrack said that because the shippers were coming in, because they were, it was freezing weather for the last couple of days, that the horses that were shipping in didn't have a chance to get over the racetrack until tomorrow morning. They'll be able to get over and gallop over and work out over the racetrack tomorrow morning. So that's why they also switched it to Sunday. And they said they did not want to lose the entire Sunday card, the Rebel Day card, and those six
days. The Saturday card, right. So, yeah, exactly.
So they put it to Sunday. It's okay. We'll deal with it.
Yeah, listen, at least they give it to you in advance. They told you about it 3-4 days out, so it's better than when they just spring it on you and say, we canceled, the morning of the race. So.
And we have a little bit to look forward to on Monday with the Friday card.
On Sunday.
Monday. All right, so this is Thursday. It's not Friday yet, but it's Thursday, and we need a pick here, buddy.
All right, Ralph, let's look at the eighth race today at Gulfstream, a mile and an eighth on Tapita. And I like the number two horse in here, Miss Tart. This is a four-year-old filly who was claimed out of her last race by trainer Kevin Rice. This horse has had an abundance of trainers in her last couple of starts. She just seems to be getting claimed every race. Well, Kevin Rice protects her. Tyler Gaffleon aboard to ride. She's listed at 6-1 on the morning line. I like number two, Miss Tart, to win today's eighth race out at Gulfstream Park.
All right, Miss Tart in the eighth race, number two, Miss Tart at 6-1 on the morning line is Jonathan's pick at Gulfstream Park. Eighth race, the two horse. And, of course, you got a full sheet for Gulfstream right now, don't you?
JONHARDOON.com.
All right, and by the way, when you talk about the top payoffs in the country yesterday, Gulfstream had a super high five for a dollar, paid $21,479.50. It was kind of a day of slim pickings, but a big price there in the super high five at Gulfstream. Let's get the Gulfstream races going today as well. Thanks a lot, Jonathan. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Ralph. Stay safe and be well.
Okay, we will do that. And we will come back right next. Next up is Rich Eng with his final future book pick to make the NCAA college basketball title. Who might it be? Let's wait and see. We'll be right back.
Here we are in Houston, opening up our first veteran village, this beautiful building that is going to house 161 homeless veterans. Any veteran that risked their lives and they're struggling with PTSD, mental illness, addiction. We're also building what I call comfort homes, 500 square foot homes. These are for older homeless veterans, so they have their own space and give them back some of their dignity, some of their independence, and most certainly give them back their life. Go to T2T.org to learn how you can change a veteran's life forever.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas' top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas. By the way, yesterday at Gulfstream Park, no trainer, no jockey had more than one win on the nine-race card. And the big winner that made that big superfecta happened in the second race. The winner paid $89 there. All right, time to go to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Well, these cancellations must be driving you crazy.
Yeah, it's, you know, I put these books together for the Daily Racing Form here in Vegas, and then you have all these tracks just canceling, and I can't blame them. I mean, they're legitimate, Ralph. The weather is really horrendous across the country, and I pray for the people out there that everybody stays safe and sound.
Yeah, you know, for us race players, you know, the weather conditions become another big handicapping factor, that's for sure. As a matter of fact, today, you had sent along a pick earlier today on a race, and it was on the turf. That that particular race at the fairgrounds came off the turf, so you're going to give us another horse instead of that because you had that selection only for the turf. And these are the type of things that we have to deal with as race players throughout the day, and it becomes more difficult, these weather conditions and these changes that happen at the racetrack last minute, a lot because of the weather. When you're talking about those races that entail the race-over-race bets, like the pick fives, pick fours, even a pick three, et cetera. Yesterday, as a matter of fact, on the show, Jonathan Ardoon gave us a horse at Tampa Bay, and he said to bet it only on the turf course. Well, this race was scheduled for the turf course as late as the race before that. And about 10 minutes to go to the race, they decided to take the race off the turf and put it on the main track. This was about 10 minutes to post time at Tampa Bay. They decided to yank that and put that race on the grass. And at the time, there had been no rain yet at Tampa Bay Downs. So these are the type of conditions that us race players have to add to the normal handicapping at this time of the year.
Yeah, and you get those variables when you're making the horizontal bets that really can screw things up, Ralph, when races come on or off the turf, late scratches and stuff like that. The horse that I had given out was in the fourth race at Fairgrounds, scheduled for the grass. I think Ira, one of the chatters, because I saw his note that Fairgrounds came off, and then I immediately typed in a backup pick to Sean, and hopefully he was able to type the graphics on it. But I switched over from Fairgrounds to Gulfstream Park, Ralph. My pick is in the fifth race. It's the number one, La Scalanera, Tyler Gaffalione. So I got the same jockey as Jonathan's horse. But this horse gets a good rail draw on a grass race at Gulfstream. Knock on wood, Gulfstream runs on turf today. But this horse, chopping and clashing, you get a beautiful trip.
All right, from the rail at a mile on the turf at the Fairgrounds. And just in case they decide to take this race off the turf for some reason, is he still a play on the main track?
No, most likely he'll scratch. The same with that horse at Fairgrounds. I mean, if the race comes off the grass, most likely the trainer will scratch. So no bet if not on grass.
Okay, so the fifth race, the one La Scalanera, the one horse in the fifth race at Gulfstream Park. If it stays on the grass, it should, because it looks like the weather there at Gulfstream Park is just going to be fine. So the one horse in the fifth race, the anchor race in the early pick four and early pick five, the one with Gaffalione aboard, and we're looking for Gaffalione to at least have a couple of winners on today's card for our picks. And you're right, one of our chatters, Ira, will give him credit, said Fairgrounds are now off the turf, races 1, 4, 7, and 9. The track is fast on the dirt, though, so don't know why, but that's the report from our chatter there, so we'll go with that. Okay, that's your pick at Gulfstream Park, but you teased yesterday that you have another team that you're going to bet because of the odds, and you're looking for big odds to make the NCAA, win the NCAA basketball tournament and the title. Now, you know, when you can bet, you know, people say, well, he's betting four or five teams, but when you're looking at those big odds, you're going to make money if any one of the five get there, and you have a better chance of doing it. So we had four already that you gave us. What's the last one?
Yeah, the team that I went shopping for yesterday and I found them at 45-1, Ralph, is Michigan State. The Spartans, coached by Tom Izzo. Anyone who's a sports fan and follows college basketball knows how great a coach Tom Izzo is. And everything that I've seen and read about this team, it's a typical Tom Izzo team. It's got some veteran leadership. Good guard play. They play smart basketball, great defense, and I think they're going to be a tough out in the tournament, Ralph. 45-1 is a square price on the Spartans to try to make a run.
And I will say this, if anybody knows anything about college basketball and certainly has followed it, in all the years that Tom Izzo has been the coach in college basketball at Michigan State, whatever his teams start out at the beginning of the year, they always seem to get better as they get closer to the NCAA tournament. He is a consummate teacher, and he teaches during the year in the games to make the players better. He's a great teacher, isn't he?
So he's absolutely a great coach. I know over the course of his long career, Ralph, the NBA teams have offered him to, you know, to go pro, and he'd rather stay at the college and work with the kids. I think he gets a lot more satisfaction working with the young men and not developing not only on the basketball court but off the basketball court too. Mm-hmm. He's one of those kind of guys.
Yes, he's a great teacher and a great coach. So 45-1 is juicy there for Michigan State. And you know they're going to get better as we get closer. And we're getting closer, too. When we talk about March Madness, you look at the calendar, and we've only got 8 days left this month before we get to March. So that'll be a good play there. And all you got to do is get one of them to get there, and you're going to make money, that's for sure. And we're expecting you to give us some more plays, not only for future book, but on the daily basis for college basketball as we get into the conference play and, of course, finally for the tournament itself. All right, Rich, Gulfstream Park, race 5, number 1. If it stays on the turf, it should. And, of course, Michigan State in the NCAA title of future book at 45-1. That's what you got. Let's hope folks out there, if they want to get it, can get the same price as well. And we will talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Rob. Good luck, everybody.
All right, you got it, Richie. We'll be back to wrap up our show with our usual team at the end, John and Jerry. John Lendo standing by. We'll be right back. Find out what's going on in Southern California.
Get ready to laugh with Punchlines with Frank Nicotero. Join Frank and his team of featured guests for your daily dose of comedy.
Reno, the Pittsburgh of the West.
Poison. Yeah. Poison.
Sports. F for Falcons, Alex. We were talking Derek Carr for MVP after two games.
Who's we?
Okay, me. You. I was.
And the funniest social media posts.
People want to show off their food. Boom. Wiener on a guy's shoulder.
It's the dark cult. We bleed blue.
It's your one-stop spot for great laughs and a good time.
But a bumps.
Find us on YouTube at Punchlines FN. And join the chat live weekdays at noon Pacific for the ultimate blend of jokes, sports, and viral fun.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All righty, back on the Race Day Show for this, wrapping up this almost Friday, Thursday. Tomorrow will be Friday, and we'll be back, of course, at our usual start time. Want to remind you about start times, though. Sports by the Book is a show that you got to watch if you're thinking about participating in the NCAA College Tournament March Madness, okay? Because these guys do immense work studying all the teams and all the conferences for your edge in betting on the college basketball scene right now. Sports by the Book has a new time slot now after the football. We've changed the time slot there. Monday through Friday, for example, today, they'll start at 10 a.m. 10 a.m. is the start time for Sports by the Book. Saturdays, they'll start at 8:30 a.m., Sundays at 9 a.m., the new schedule, the new start times for Sports by the Book. And if you haven't watched it yet, you're missing something, just remember that you can get Sports by the Book right where you're watching here on the YouTube streaming. Sports by the Book, 10 o'clock this morning to take a look at that college basketball. Now we're going to take a look at what's going on in Southern California with John Lindo. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, my man. It's getting a little warmer here. So it's 54 degrees out, but if you can believe it or not, by Tuesday, they say we're going to hit the 80s.
Yeah, I think we might be in the 80s this weekend at Santa Anita. It's finally warming up a little bit, and after that rain, which we needed, it should be great weather for racing this weekend.
All I can say, John, is Del Mar, I really think, took a big step with increasing the purse values there for the summer meet. I know that it's a popular meet and they're doing well there, but they took a big shot by increasing the purse values overall 8% across the board, which means that they're going to have maiden special races now at Del Mar this year with a purse of $100,000 to match what's going on in other parts of the country.
Well, you know, you got to, again, I credit them for getting the word out now about the purse increases for this summer to give people time to plan to come out. Hopefully, they'll have that ship and win program again this summer. And for those purses for the maiden races, really the purses are going to be about $80,000. But if you're shipping in to win and you're in for those bonuses, everything all together, you're running for over $100,000 in those maiden races.
Well, that's good. At least we're getting close to that. That's for sure, because we all know that in Kentucky, and especially at Kentucky Downs, and certainly at Saratoga during the summertime, that's running with Del Mar, they have $100,000 maiden special weight races as well. So that's good news there. Saudi Cup coming up early Saturday morning. Any interest there as far as the American horses?
Well, from California, you have Straight No Chaser, the Breeders' Cup sprint winner. He's in the sprint race there, so we'll see how Dan Blacker does. From what I understand, he's training very well out there, and I think he's going to be favored. And the Saudi Cup, you know, with some late defections from the United States, it really looks like a two-horse race. You have Forever Young, who is due to win a big race internationally. And you've got Romantic Warrior, who to me is the best turf horse in the world. If he wins on the dirt on Saturday, you might consider him the best horse in the world. So an interesting matchup there. I'm looking forward to seeing that one.
Well, John, your Lindo report for today at Gulfstream Park is available right here at the South Point Racebook, as it is every racing day that you do a Lindo report. And all of them are available here each and every racing day right here at the South Point Racebook. Free of charge, exclusively here. Only place you can get the Lindo Report in Vegas is here at the South Point in the Book, and it's complimentary because they love horse players. And another reason to show you that they love horse players is they're going to get the race book folks to open up early Saturday morning at 5 a.m. because they're bringing in the Saudi Cup Day card, so we get to watch those American horses and bet on them if we choose. But the betting will be open 5 a.m. in the book on Saturday morning for the Saudi Cup here at the South Point. They love horse players here, man.
It's great. These are important races, and when you're running for $20 million, you should be able to go watch and wager on it someplace.
All right. Well, let's see if we can watch and wager on something today, like Gulfstream Park. I know you got a sheet for Gulfstream today. We're getting a pick from you.
I'm going to go to race number 8, take on John Hardoon. It's a good race to look for a price, and I like number 4, Awesome Spirit Gal, coming down from Woodbine, who tried the Tapita at Woodbine, first try on a synthetic track, and was unlucky to lose last time, got stopped cold in the middle of the stretch and probably should have won, gets back on the Tapita at Gulfstream Park, adds Lasix from a barn that I like. You know, these you look at Roger Atfield, he's had so much success through the years everywhere.
Yeah.
And 12-1 on the morning line, way too big a price. Luis Saez, anything close to that. Number 4, Awesome Spirit Gal, race number 8 is the play at Gulfstream Park.
All right, and as you say, it is a good race to look for a price because you and Jonathan both stood away from the 9-5 favorite Aspen Dawn. Jonathan, of course, with the 2-horse at 6-1. Your horse, number 4, Awesome Spirit Gal, at a nice, juicy 12-1 on the morning line with Luis Saez. We can only hope to get that and get him in the winner's circle. So you like the 4 in the 8th race. That's your pick. And, of course, I got myself a Sirocco play, the exacta box of 2-4-4-2 in the 8th race. Should be an interesting race today at Gulfstream Park. Scheduled for Lindo Report for the rest of the week?
I've got Santa Anita starting tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Also on Sunday, I'll do a full card at Oaklawn Park for that Rebel Stakes Day. It's a terrific card.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jonathan. And all those sheets will be available here at the South Point, free of charge, only here in Las Vegas. Thanks a lot, John. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Good luck today.
And now we're going to go to Jerry Jackowitz standing by. I think he has a buddy with him there. John.
Yeah, it's one of my lead handicappers. Right
yeah.
Here.
Yeah, he is.
There's two others, but only one at a time.
All right. In any case, yesterday we were talking about how horses, they get action, they get bet down, that they seem to be horses that if they don't figure on the form or whatever as the prices that they are, that the money shows up in the right place, especially in places like Gulfstream and Santa Anita.
Yeah, especially those two tracks.
Yeah.
And it's the Power Page is a great vehicle for finding those or for identifying them and helping to build out your play because, again, it's horses that I've rated poorly that somehow get much more money than their morning line would suggest.
And those those indications on the Power Page are the indications like a pop-out key, a star horse, a V horse, et cetera, right?
Those are the ones where I see form and I'm sort of pushing you towards them, mm-hmm. where the Power Page is pushing you towards them.
Right.
But we look at a lot of horses we don't think very much of. They rated low in the rating and they suddenly get a lot of money. Bingo, that's a light bulb is going off on those horses. So it's easy for you to put that together. Slowly rated horses getting money tells you that, you know, maybe there's workouts involved, that the stable is starting to get involved. And why do you need to know this? When you put your play, let's say I give you the play, the 1/2, 3/4, and all of a sudden the 7 horse is getting all sorts of money.
Yeah.
Well, I'm giving you the play out in the morning. We don't see the odds board. You see the odds board, the players out there.
Uh-huh.
And that's important for you to say, oh, look at this horse is getting a lot of money. The Power Page doesn't have a good rating on it. Let me look at John's sheet. Oh, John hasn't picked it. Let me look at Richie's sheet. Oh, Richie hasn't picked it anywhere. Nobody's picked this horse, and yet it's getting a lot of money. Maybe I need to include that horse in my play. Or maybe I don't want to bet against it. Maybe I'm just going to pass the race mm-hmm. and just let's see what happens.
Yeah, that money influx, when it doesn't look as if there's a connection somewhere along the handicapping, is something that really intrigues everybody, that's right. For sure.
And to my last comment about maybe I won't play the right, if my horse has good value, the horse I like as a handicapper,
yeah,
I'm going to play it no matter what, in some way or fashion.
Okay.
So simple win bet or more elaborate bet.
Okay.
But if I don't have odds on my horse, if the horse I like is an underlay, and then all of a sudden there's money on this other horse,
right,
maybe that's what pushes me to not bet the race.
And that is the last word from Jerry for today. He has one more to say, and he's going to say it right now.
Have a great race day, everybody.
It's Ralph Serrato at Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.com.